Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody say, okay, Ilona Europa, she probably will not be here, but of course I am always in this chair. Monday is the best day of my life. Most of people hate Mondays, but I do like it. Anyway, this is like 5 years, I think, that I'm in this chair, and LA Talk Radio is my second home, sometimes my first home, depends how I feel, and meeting people, hopefully people who listen to the radio know how I'm love my guests, and mostly I don't know them. Mostly I'm just deciding who I would love to meet, because somehow, somewhere, I'm listening to my intuition and say, okay, that's the time for this person to be here, or this musician, or this book writer, or this whatever. And they become my friends, and then I'm bringing trouble to my life, because I like to connect people with people. And then my idea of what life's supposed to be like when I meet somebody, how can I work with them and create something new, because Ilona Europa Creative, that's what I'm calling myself and my business, then, you know, but I love to do that. And today is one of those shows, and I'm hoping, I know now that I knew my guest maybe in my previous life, but for sure he'll be my friend in my present life. Okay, I think, are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay, because we have four beautiful chairs with great microphones, and I never know which one to push. After 5 years, you think I will learn? But no, maybe because I'm blonde, but I like that. Okay, Scott.
Yes.
What is your name, full name?
My name is Scott Travis.
Scott Travis. I will have no problem to say this name, because mostly I'm messing up people's name, especially when they have an accent or they're coming from...
I can have an accent if you want.
Oh, yeah, but your name is so easy to say it. But you trust me, when people come from France, from Italy, from whatever, Germany, they have tough names, and I am not the best with that. And I'm letting always my guests to introduce themselves, but with you, I will have no problem. Okay, Scott, although your name is easy to pronounce it for me, but I think it's not easy to me to describe who is Scott. Who is Scott? We had a short conversation. People, I'm telling you, he came here 15 minutes ago, and we never stopped talking. It's really so much to talk, and we have only 50 minutes, and I will probably play maybe two songs. Then I think Scott needs to describe himself, and then I will be asking him my own questions. Scott, if somebody will ask you, Scott, describe me. Who are you?
Oh, my gosh. I would never even have expected that question. Who am I? I'm a candle maker. I create clones. I'm an actor. Not really. I'm only acted in one reality show. I produce and direct. And I don't know what else. I'm pretty boring.
No, you are not boring. And you are pretty good looking.
Oh,
you know
okay.
It.
Well, I would never have said that. But thank you.
Of course. It's really good to... Yes, tall, very, very tall. How tall are you?
6'7".
You are very, very tall. Now, when you are acting in your reality show, which we'll also talk about that, then I know in creative people's lives like yours and mine, always another door is opening, and you question yourself why I did what I did, why where this leads me, will lead you in some trouble for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's rewind this 1 minute conversation. You described that you are candle maker.
Yes.
Okay, that's like you are coming to the studio, 6 foot, hey, and You smell very well. You really smell well.
That's
then we'll come back to that, because now we know that you really are creating perfumes.
Yes.
Which, oh my gosh, we know that everybody has own taste for everything, all smell for everything. We like, we hate, we love. But boy, when we find the one that we like, we never let it go.
Yeah, and then they discontinue it.
And then it's over. And, you know, you being an answer for personal smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like opening door for anybody probably who have money. You can knock to your door and just say, please, can I decide that this will be mine and nobody ever will have the same scent?
It's not that
true?
Expensive.
It's not that expensive?
No.
Okay, people, if you
I put more into it than I expect in return, so...
Oh, wow.
It's not expensive.
Okay, now right away after this line, we need to give people your contact right away.
Right away.
Okay, how we can find you?
Well, actually, only at the moment, I'm on Facebook. It's cbtcandle.com.
You have a website.
I have a website, cbtcandle.com.
Yes, very nice one, very informative.
And it's on Facebook also, also under Scott Travis. I'm just starting on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And I will stay away from Twitter because I don't want everybody to know when I have to go to the bathroom. I just think that's kind of funny. And then what's the other one? Snapchat.
Just too much.
So, Instagram will start soon, but Facebook is pretty much where I put everything.
Yes, but you know, I agree that a lot of people have all of this social media, and sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, I missed something. You know what? Sometimes when you have maybe one door, that people know where to knock.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have so many doors, it's like, wow, so much information, and you can be lost in this. But the website is really pretty cool, and Facebook is very personal, and, you know, very easy. Then one more time, could you give us explanation why this name, your name?
CBT Candle. It was originally, when I first started the company, it was originally Creations by Travis, which was my last name. And then through a friend of mine, he said, you know, branding would be better if you can kind of condense the name a little bit. So we... CBT Candle, Creations by Travis.
That's cool. Now we know how, why.
Yeah, it just stuck. And the little crown on my logo, that's
of course.
That's for my friend Renee Lawless, because she loves crowns. So I kind of added that onto my logo.
Everybody likes crowns. But 2009, today we have almost 2017. God, thank you. 2016 is going bye-bye. I don't know how was yours.
You know, I will say this, except minus the political stuff that's happened and some deaths that, you know, has been very sad. My 2016 has been pretty good.
Good.
And it's been pretty busy, and my whole life has just gone into 10 different directions. And even though it's crazy as can be, I love every second of it.
Wonderful. I didn't like 2016. It was a tough year for me. But obvious, need to be like that. Need to be up and down. We know it.
It's always a balance. You know, good and bad, love and hate. It's all good. It's all a balance. You know, you got the good stuff, and then expect the bad stuff to happen to level it out.
Then I'm coming back to question 2009. Scott, you woke up one day and said, "Okay, I'm starting my own company." That's how this started.
It's a really long story. I don't think we.
I think we want to know you, because if you represent a brand, you represent your own company. Always, people will be first and foremost meeting you instead of a lot of people. Because
especially
in a way,
my company.
Yes, it's boutique. It's
most people want to smell a candle before they buy it, but so they're not buying the candle per se. They're buying me, and then they're buying the candle.
Absolutely.
So. That's where all my this branding thing came in that I do with my company. Also, I also do celebrity branding, but it's funny. Like 2009, I had a physical problem. I left my job, and a mild heart attack, and I went home to visit my family, and my father. I brought some candles. I did it as a hobby, and I brought some candles home to my father. So I'm gonna start crying because my father just passed away.
I'm sorry. And, I lost both of my parents recently too. Then
it's been hard. It's been 3 years, but it still hits me sometimes when I talk about them. I went home and I took some candles home for that Christmas. And my dad just said to me, "So Scott, you know, this is the only thing I've ever heard you talk really passionate about." I mean, I've been in finance my whole life. I worked at every studio in this town. You know, I worked at Warner Brothers and Paramount and Artisan Entertainment, and it's just I don't know what happened. It just kind of like just fell by the wayside. I just didn't want to do it anymore after 20 years. And my dad said, he's like, Scott, you know, it's the only thing you ever talk passionate about. Why don't you start your own company? And I'm like, huh, didn't think about it. Okay. And the next month I started my own company. And I started creating candles. And I had my own candle company for, I've had it since 2009. And just two years ago, I just handled candles. And then 2 years ago, I started into celebrity branding, where celebrities were coming to me and asking me to create their own scent. And then, you know, sell the candles for, you know, as their brand. And then I just started branching out in colognes just recently, as in like 3 months ago, for an actor friend of mine.
But so, this sounds like
easy to
say, okay, start your own company, that's your passion. I really agree that we...
It's easier than you think. It's easier
that
than you think.
I want to hear that, because when I'm not a businesswoman, I think I'm creative, too creative too. But eventually, slowly, I'm becoming a more and more businesswoman, because these two things, creativity can get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. You really need to package this somewhere.
Not just package it, but you need it. I kind of got lucky, because I had a little bit of money behind me.
Okay.
So I didn't have, you know, a lot of companies, when you start a company, you know, you'd have to have money behind it, because you can't just start a company and expect sales the next day. So, you know, I had a little money behind me. So it helped me drag that process along a little bit. But, you know, by the way, if you know any assistants, I'm dying to find a personal assistant to help me.
No. And you are located in Los Angeles?
Yes, near the airport. But
and then people can contact you via
CBT Candle
of Facebook.
If
they assistant, we are looking for assistant.
I need an assistant.
Candle very well.
Who has social media? Because I want to focus my whole being on creativity. I don't want to do social media anymore. I want somebody else to do it for me. But anyways, that's beside the point. So so I had a little money behind me, and it helped me work on the creative process, and that's what I thrive under anything creative.
Physical place to create candles
is my home.
It's your home. That's great.
Wake
up and whenever you want. Go to sleep whenever you want to.
My commute is I roll over. I mean, that's my commute. I do everything. Actually, funny thing. I do everything in my kitchen. I'm actually in the process of looking at a studio, because I want to take it out of my home and take it into a studio to actually separate both of them.
And will be easier to display also.
Yeah.
People, you can send them.
I'm thinking about doing a storefront, which I don't have a storefront now. I only sell them online on various websites. But I want to move everything out of my home into a studio and just focus on, you know, work and life balance. So.
And I want to come back to this year that you mentioned. You had a heart attack, because that's like...
It was a mild heart attack, but it was a heart attack.
Whatever it was, is a wake-up call for all of us. Think that your past life was too busy and too emotionally distracted?
I don't know, but I will tell you this, that I not only rebranded myself, I've shifted my whole life to where my whole life was accounting, literally accounting. I started a charity when I was 18 years old, and, you know, I went all the way to 38, just accounting work. That's all I did. You know, 9 to 5, actually it wasn't 9 to 5, it was more like 9 to midnight, you know, every day, 7 days a week, and it was just too much for me. It was just too much, and my body just couldn't take it anymore.
And then, again, you wind up to probably go to hospital. And
I went to the hospital, yeah.
And so that scared you. You are fine right now.
I'm fine.
Many years later. And candles is something that everybody knows. Brings us to the mood of peace and love and hope. And this is the time of the year that probably everybody has so many amazing candles in their own homes. I'm holding in my hand something that nobody yet had in their hands. It's both of them. Oh, no.
That's
okay.
The
one that we have, you will describe.
That's the one that nobody has even gotten yet except you. You are actually the very first person to get that candle.
I really think you will be signing this candle I'll never maybe use. Oh, my gosh. That would be scary. Because it's number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe this.
It's called Desert Night. It's vanilla, gardenia. It's got a lily of the valley. There's a few other essential oils in there. I'm not going to give my recipe.
No, of course.
But it's really, really wonderful. Wonderful scent. It reminds you of being in Palm Springs. It reminds you of being in the desert.
People, I don't know what to say because everybody has a favorite scent. We know it. But sometimes you go to the stores and it smells and you know that the one that you touch is like something so special. I love candles. I always am going to stores and smell everything what is there. And honestly, I don't buy a lot of them because a lot of them I just cannot. I don't like the smell of a lot of candles. They are
overpowering,
strong,
too
chemically
strong.
Like you almost when they burn. Also, mm-hmm. you feel
nothing in mine will smell chemical because chemical. Nothing is synthetic.
Oh my gosh, what a smell!
So it's all essential
oils. So natural, so beautiful, so clean, so like you leave an open window and you have a garden, if somebody has a garden and you know the flower smell or outside air is coming into and it's good air, that's how it smells so beautifully, so fresh, so nice. And you know, you said they are so honestly natural.
They're all natural. It's 100% natural. There's nothing.
What do you mean by that? Because everybody claims there's something natural in the.
Well, it's made with soy wax, which is made from the soybean.
And, are you getting ready soy wax? How does this work?
Yeah, you buy soy wax.
You are not buying beans. And
no. I don't make the wax myself.
Oh, it's so smelling good. I love it.
And then I use essential oils. I like use a cotton wick instead of the ones that they use that it soot, you know, you see the black flame coming out.
Yeah.
No.
Never?
Never. And so it's good for...
It burns till end?
Yes. And it's good for the environment. What God does not make for us... we use a healthy alternative.
Okay.
So, but everything we have is all natural, and it's really nice. It's really nice to have something that is all natural.
Okay. You know, now again, we have the new one that nobody yet has except me, but we have few beautiful names. And also, if we can describe the smell, and people probably will get it because the certain components in a certain brand of your candles, only you can describe. I went on the website and it's pretty cool. I saw the pictures. I'm like, wow, 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 wow. And some of them are like, I want to eat them because even when I didn't smell them, I feel like I want to eat them. And then you told me, don't mix food with candles in a store with food, especially.
I don't like it because it's just mixing the smell of food because your senses are very strong. You've got your sight, your taste, your smell. But I don't like mixing them because it's like when I smell food, I want to smell food. I don't want to smell the candle that's sitting on the table.
Okay, I like that.
And a lot of people, like you see candles in restaurants, they're usually, I'd say 99% of the time, no scent. They're unscented because they don't want to mix the food smells with a scented candle.
But some candles can kill bad smell. Like,
yes.
Do you think that we're supposed to start learning about this power of candles? I'm talking like onions, cooking, and this, I do this sometimes. So when
grandmother does light a candle in the kitchen when she cooks.
That's what I do always. That's a very European way. Yeah. We always had a candle.
She's Greek, so.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Okay, beautifully. Then right now I want to remind people who we are talking to, and we are talking
Scott Travis.
And your company name is?
CBT Candle.
Wonderful. And we'll take a little bit break because we had a holidays and we'll be talking a little bit how was a few days with family or friends. For right now, let's play something that reminds me a little bit of holiday. It's called Faith. Last week I couldn't play all my songs, but that's what we want. We want to have faith in the people, in love, in our life, and hope also. Then Faith brings us together. And again, Ilona Europa, Faith.
Faith, somehow I feel like you keep my faith in everlasting love that we have. Today, by day I need to lean on you.
Talking that sweet music, and beautiful smell of, in my hands, vanilla, lavender, soy candle, plus good wine, probably. That's like the best three components of already feeling like life is good.
Music, wine, and candles.
Yeah, and we also mentioned, we had a little talk about that life is bad and good and unusual. You mentioned that life is not black and white.
I don't believe life is black and white. I believe everything is gray. A lot of people are very cut and dry.
Yes.
Like my roommate, she's very, very black and white. It's like directions. She has to do everything word for word by directions. I'm not that way. I'm like a very, very gray area. Everything that's happened in the world, whether it's bad or good, has brought us to where we are right now. So if none of that happened, something didn't happen out of that, I wouldn't be sitting across from you.
Yeah, that's for sure. I couldn't predict that also. And I know something, we will be working together or something. And I like to even put in the air before things happen. And to all of my great friends in Europe, I have a feeling that Mateusz, wonderful gentleman, I had him here a few months ago when he came for Polish Film Festival, beautiful model and just amazing. And I think when he will be here, I will try to introduce him to one of those smells and maybe even personal perfumes. Maybe perfumes, is because if everybody wants to go down and scroll into onto my Facebook and see Mateusz Maga, I never saw more beautiful model in my life. Young, 22 years old, a gentleman who can just walk in a dress and in a very, very manly clothing, and then he looks like between, I don't know, God gave him womanly face, but he's very, very also manly, and the clothing, how he walks, way how he talks, is just something that when I saw him here and I was talking to Mateusz, I said, Mateusz, did you ever sing in your life? And he said, no, you know, I'm coming from a very small village in Poland. I never had a chance to think about this. The modeling happened by pure accident. Not really. He just was in a top of model in Poland on the big reality show and really, really did very, very well. But I said, oh my gosh, I hear in the intonation of your voice that maybe you can sing. And what can I say? 8 weeks later, we have our first single to be released in Europe. And this boy will be really, really good because his dream is right now not only about modeling. Now he dreams also to be a singer. And, you know, but like I was saying, Scott mentioned that we are meeting who think why, and the black and white is not, oh, I met by, we'll never see each other. The life is beautiful because when people meet and they really mean well and they're sweet people, they're creative people, and, you know, the next step could be the one that Mateusz will be having his own perfume. And I don't know, Mateusz, again, why I'm talking about you, but you'll be here in February, I understand. Maybe you will meet Scott, and for sure I have in my place the beautiful candles, and I will show your picture to Scott, you know? You never know. Anyway, I always say on the air what I think will happen, and like I always say, 90% happens, you know? Then that's why my life is so cool, because, you know, yeah, on the goodwill, creative people, lovely people, and people who are changing their life the way how they want, because you also direct your life in a way that is right for you right now. You know, you made a change, you made a really, really, and now you want to focus on 100% focus on what you are doing, you know? Even when you mentioned so much is happening in your life, let's talk about your reality show. This is something that you thought you will ever do before.
No,
everybody's in reality show. I would want to be in one. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I vowed. I vowed I wouldn't act. I didn't want to act. My stepmother's an actress, and I actually have a candle brand for her. you know, I did my modeling stint years ago, and I never wanted to get into acting. Well, Sheena introduced me.
Who is Sheena?
Everybody knows Sheena.
Hi, Sheena.
Everybody knows Sheena. But through Sheena, I was actually driving home from Palm Springs, where I was actually visiting my friend Sebastian. And I went down there for the day. And I'm driving home, and I was like, oh, I wonder what Sheena's doing. And I text her like 3 or 4 times. And she hadn't answered me back. I'm like, okay, that's not like Sheena. Something's wrong. So I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I went on my phone, and I listened to talk radio, LA Talk Radio. I'm like, seeing if she's actually on air, and I missed it. So I'm listening to her, and she's talking to Betsy Chassie, who is the producer and director of this reality show that I was on.
Wow.
And it's really organic that I text Sheena at that moment, and I said to her, So who is this Betsy, and what is this show that she's doing, and will she help a gay man? And because it was about women over 40. And long story short, too late, I met Betsy and went through the final casting, and I was put on her show for, it's called Radical Dating.
But that's like crazy. You called in a moment that Sheena had somebody that really, if you wouldn't call in the moment.
If I wouldn't have called, I wouldn't have known about it. I mean, it's not something that Sheena would have brought up in conversation.
Yeah.
So
being in the right moment, right time, or just thinking about friends and just things magically happen.
In tune
with the friends.
Because now that you mention that, I don't think that Sheena would ever have mentioned it to me, because it's not something that, you know, we would have talked about.
Right.
It's through a friend of hers that, you know, is the producer and director. She also did What the Bleep Do I Know? So it was just, it's all organic. It all fell in place. And actually called my friend Sebastian in Palm Springs and told him about it, that I got this reality show. And it's just, it's really weird. It's called Radical Dating. It's about, it's not a typical dating reality show. A typical dating reality show, you know, they find you dates and da-da-da. They make jokes about it, you know. Yeah, nothing like that. They didn't find me dates. The whole premise is to get yourself ready emotionally, mentally, and even physically ready for when it happens. So I had a life coach who helped me with relationships. Her name is Rihanna. And she helped me with relationships and dealing with some child, you know, trauma from back then. And to get me to a place where I'm so positive, I'm so confident, I've never felt like this before.
Wow.
And just this show, it's a whole 3 months of shooting, which is not that huge a deal, has changed me so much in the last 3 months that I'm not the same person I was 3 months ago.
Really? I saw a little episode because I went to your link,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the woman talking, one of the ladies who is on the show, mm-hmm. talking also. She was like a little, had some issues too, but now mm-hmm. I understand what you're talking about. This show just tries to make make you ready for dating, and when the time is right,
exactly.
that you will be ready for
it. And to look for it. And
it's
to look for
scary
it.
Because the dating scene is scary.
You know, I'll tell you, it's the dating scene in Los Angeles is bad enough, but when you're gay, it's even worse. But it's like it got me. I was in a relationship that ended 6 years ago. He passed away, and I haven't dated much in 6 years. I wasn't ready. I didn't
know the replacement.
No, and it was, you know, this show that actually brought out this confidence in me that. I become aware. I'm more conscious about everything. So if I go on a date, I'm all there. I'm present.
Yeah. Because
where before
you really
I wasn't present.
Also, you need to look at the person who sits across to you. And normally, when you are in pain mm-hmm. and you are not ready, people say for dating. Yes, you cannot see somebody else.
You see
still you. And can this another person fit in your pain? You know. Then you need to let it go. Everybody mm-hmm. said let it go is so important. And that's amazing. How we can let people know more about the show? Maybe people would like to watch. Is this something on?
We have the it's being shopped around right now, but there's the teaser on YouTube. It's just look under Radical Dating, and I'm in the little teaser. It's just about three of us, and then there's also another teaser about our coaches, because we all there were five people. There are three women, and one is a mother, a single mother, and then the other two just single women, and then there's me, the gay man, and then there's another man, Brian, who's straight. And it's just about us five people. And each of us has a different life coach / relationship coach. And they help us through, you know, whatever issues that we have, breaking through boundaries that we have and our non-negotiables. Like, I never thought of that before. And that I have non-negotiables that say, you know, I want somebody who loves dogs. If they don't love my two dogs, Shelby and Lexi,
gone.
They're gone.
I agree.
You know, monogamy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
all of these certain things, I've got like 10 non-negotiables. And if
so
this
important.
Person doesn't have those 10.
Don't waste your time.
I dated somebody through the end of the course of the show for a few dates. And some non-negotiables weren't there, and I don't think they would change. So, I cut my ties. But It's just it's it but tells you you want and you, you know what you want and what you need.
And life is too short, and when we are getting older, you really know your points. Mm-hmm. What is no, and I really you need to be through. And I meet myself too. You know, people who hoping for a relationship that is the real one, they mm-hmm. need to not bend left and right. I don't believe in bending.
I was the worst person when it came to that. I still believe in it, but I compromised. And I believe that life is full of compromise, you know.
But you're not supposed to compromise when you meet somebody fall in love with.
Exactly. Yay. And I never thought that way. I thought, you know, everything's a compromise, you know.
It's later.
Like squeezing toothpaste from the middle or roll it up from the bottom. You know, toilet paper one way, toilet paper the other way. It's those are little compromises. But, you know, your non-negotiables are things that you will not do without, period, end of subject.
Yeah.
Then you have your wants and your needs, you know. And it's if you're conscious and you're going out, you're really focused on, okay, I want to meet somebody. You're in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm going to start meeting people and get out there and tell them who you are and just be open and honest and 100% present and conscious with everything that's going on. It's like you'll find love. It's just, it could be smack you right in the face. But I was more on the lines of let's compromise. And, yeah, and I wasn't really 100% in it. And, you know, I'm thinking about my past and, you know, all this stuff is just—it's just a big jumble in your head.
You're right.
So, you get so conscious and so aware of everything, and really become present in the moment, then you'll find what you want.
And you know what? Like your daddy said, you need to be passionate.
Passionate.
And you need to be open to really what you want from mm-hmm. life, because life is very short. We know it, and it's just so much sad stuff going on right now in the world. But outside of that, we had a Christmas, we had Hanukkah, we had the best moments, and people celebrate. They really love each other. They buy presents and your candles, probably everybody loves them so much.
We were a little busy this week.
I'm
this
sure
year.
That's, yeah. And I want to, again, remind people where they can get
CBTcandle.com.
Please, or Facebook.
Or Facebook, under my name, Scott Travis, yeah.
Scott is looking for an assistant.
Oh, yeah, and I need an assistant.
And, you know, and what I'm saying that life is precious, and if you buy a candle, you better know that this is the one that you love mm-hmm. and have in your room. Yeah. And we remind you always moment that you met somebody, like I will remember this day that we met, and who knows, you know, maybe we'll be working together on some project.
That would be great.
Life is beautiful. Then we talk about candles, but then perfumes. Now that's even tougher. Very, very personal, because you really are doing personal branding. I don't want to. I'm looking at the clock. Why is already 15 minutes? We have only to talk to, because I want to talk about charitable events that mm-hmm. people can hire you to build. You know, build a brand mm-hmm. around the candles. You better explain us what is on the website, but now this is a radio and people can download and listen over and over what we are talking about. Then please, if people have this dream and they have business and they think, I had already caps. Everybody has caps with their names. How boring. And, you know, what can I give to my clients that they will remember me? Oh, my gosh, this sounds like perfect gift.
A lot of people do, you know, branding, certain brandings, you know, like coffee cups or whatever.
And with name and,
you know, yeah, with their name and the company name
T-shirt,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, boring.
And it's, to me, they're kind of throwaway.
They're not personal.
They're not personal. You know, companies come to me and say, okay, we're having, perfect example. I got it. A friend of mine, she's an actress. She's having a premiere in March for her movie. And she wants to give candles to the audience that come to see the premiere. So that will be their giveaway. That'll be like their swag bag is the candle. And when somebody sees the candle, they're going to think of the movie, or the movie, the candle. You know,
that's
the thing to think about. People, you know, a wedding, you know, they want to give something personal to their guests.
With their names, you know, the fresh beginning. Oh, gosh, I love it. Okay, perfumes. This is something so different to me. Or maybe it's identical. No. It's tougher, probably harder to create a scent that is...
It's not difficult. Okay, it's not harder to create the scent, the perfume. It's not harder. It's the exact same thing, but the process is different. So, you know, mixing the scent with alcohol is for usually to break it up for, you know, a cologne. But, you know, the scent can go right into a candle wax. And then, you know, I created one for a friend of mine, Michael Vaccaro. He's an actor. And he said he's always wanted his name on a cologne. So I said, okay, we actually started, we were going to create a scent for a candle. And then we somehow or another, we got into this conversation about how he wanted a cologne. I'm like, oh, I can do that. Yeah, okay.
I learned
a lot of Google. But I created a scent for him, and we had my very first cologne launch, and we had it at the chapel next to the Abbey in West Hollywood last month. And it was a major success. The cologne is actually a major success.
I have with me. All this is yours.
Yes,
because
that's,
I got
that's
something
that's Proteus.
That's Proteus,
that was,
yes.
That
and I have a link on the Facebook on Accenton. Please, people, if you would like to see the commercial. And, of course, you cannot smell the perfumes, but you can purchase probably. No problem. They're already available.
Very descriptive. And, you know, if somebody really wants to smell, I'll send them out a sample. So if they, you know, if they want to smell it before they want to buy it, yeah, just shoot me an email and I'll send them a sample. And you know,
honestly, to me, what a date when you have boyfriend or girlfriends or you date somebody and you want to give them a present. I don't know how they can get in touch with you by phoning you and calling you.
I have my phone number too.
You know, if whoever would like to offer me we'll create a scent especially mm-hmm. for you, and we both will be there, and we know it's like so cool, because then I'm sure if you love somebody, the scent is so important. You know, you remember the first perfume, you remember how they smell when you met them, and mostly you know when guys passing you by, you mm-hmm. know, that's this smell. It's like not so many of them, you know, they smell strong, mm-hmm. you know, especially when you're at Macy's or
fragrances can be really strong. Creating Michael's cologne, I accidentally did a few mistakes with some ingredients, and I made two other colognes, and I loved the two other colognes. But it's just a fresh smell. It's really nice. It's like, you know, I have this way about me. Sheena said this to me once. When I met Sheena, it was very organic, and I just saw her aura, and I kind of knew I have this gift, I guess. I don't know, I must have got it from my grandmother, my yaya.
And you are from Greek.
My yaya, yes, she's Greek. And the other half of me is Danish. But I saw this aura about her, and I kind of knew what her scent would be. And I created one for her. Michael, all he said really was he wanted something that smelled like amaretto. So I created the scent and added amaretto. But you know, it's just I have this thing about me that I can just see somebody,
see human,
and I can know what I can give me 5 minutes to talk to the person, and I can figure out what essential oils would be good for them, if there would be lavender or, you know, lily of the valley, gardenia, you know, all these different essential oils that I can work with, and I just create a scent that way. All my scents on my website, every candle I make is all original. I don't go out and buy a scent from somewhere and put it in a candle like a lot of people do. Yes. I actually have created every single scent that's on my website.
When you have your label, I'm talking to people who would like to have one, or just own perfumes, or girlfriend maybe would like, or boyfriend would like, or just mama, something so special that nobody can really buy, because you create, and with the thoughts and love in heart, and knowing that this is so personal, beautiful present. Mm-hmm. And I still don't know how much this costs, but we have Scott here who said it's affordable.
It's
that's like very good news.
I do celebrity branding, so I have my stepmother was the very first celebrity branding, so I created a version of the vanilla lavender for her. Sheena has five scents of her own. I have other actors and actresses. Alison Arngrim, she puts Nellie on Little House on the Prairie. I have two scents for her. You know, they kind of tell me what they want, and I create them for them. Anybody can come to me and ask me, you know, will you create a scent for me? I usually say yes to everybody.
And the fundraising. This is also very
fundraising is really good, yeah.
Yes, because obviously, especially when you continue year by year with the same scent or the same brand, mm-hmm. hopefully then people get used to also purchasing, buying, or just raising money for that. That's a really... Your life is a little bit complicated, but very, very, I think right now you are focusing on something that probably you're happy with.
Yeah,
and I, still I, you are doing lots of things, but main things that will be 2017 focus on your
candles. I'm totally focused on that. I'm totally focused on that. I've got three colognes coming up in the future.
One of them is yours, yes.
One is mine.
Can you tell us already?
It's called Trials and Tribulations.
Beautiful.
It's short, TNT.
Very cool.
Because it's explosive. I have Sheena's coming out in probably late February, March, which is called Rockstar. And I have another one that's coming out that I have not named yet. I'm still working on that one. I can make any scent. I can turn it into a fragrance. I can make a lotion out of it. I can make a hand soap. I can do all of that. It's just contact me and I'll meet the person and just go from there.
Do we have phone number that we can give away?
Phone number is 800-793-0676.
Wonderful.
It's CBT Candle. And I love what I do. I help produce the Vagina Monologues. I direct my own commercials. And I'm doing one next month, which is going to be cool. I'm hoping if my friend Sebastian is listening that he's going to be in the commercial for me. With my other cast, I've got like a whole group of people that are going to be doing this commercial. This commercial is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be in a succession of three, like a series. So the first commercial is going to be friends. Second commercial is going to be family. And the third commercial is going to be romance. Mm. So, and they all fit together. And it's just going to be a really, really great commercial to bring out the new cologne. My friend Michael Mittman, who's a killer actor, great on stage. He was in. I met him because he was in this this musical with a friend of mine, Terry Ray, called Psycho the Musical, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing. I almost peed. I mean, it was so good, and I just saw him on stage. I'm like, that's the new face of my cologne. Wow. And I asked him a couple weeks later, and yeah, he's all on board and he's excited about being the face of the cologne. And it's this whole thing is just everything's falling into place so easily right now, with the reality show, with my candles, with the cologne, with the directing my commercials. I mean, everything is just falling into place. It's really nice. And this radical dating, I'm telling you, I just one little thing about it. This radical dating, it's like anybody really could do it or get a relationship, one of our relationship coaches. They have changed me so much to the point where I've had issues with my mother for like the last 40 some odd years. Well, 30 some odd years. It's helped me work that out, but on my own. So it's like...
Make you think.
Yeah, it made me think. It's like I blame something for her that... She didn't know about, so how could I blame her?
She
had no idea. You know, things like, it's made me so confident in myself. I'm so happy. My mother even said this to me the other day. She's like, you look really good. You're more confident than I've ever seen, and you really look happy.
Aww.
And I'm just like, thank you. I mean, it was just really nice that this whole, with the radical dating, it even made me stronger with my company. It made me push more and get more passionate. It's just great. I'm very happy.
I'm happy that 2016...
Now I need an assistant, and yes. I need a boyfriend, and we're good.
Oh, come on, but this will happen. We know now that you are ready. I mean, you are ready and 100%, you know, open to possibilities.
Yeah.
Things are happening, but you are not ready. And that's with everything what we do. I'm ready for 2017.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
And I'm really, really happy, and I hear that a lot of people really want to close 2016 because, like you said, life is gray. Then let's not look for black and white answers, because we really do not know. We need to be just open.
But in the sense of having, you know, the gray area, like I really believe that everything has a gray area. But you have to. I'm like, everything happens for a reason. It does. I know it does. I feel it in my bones. If you're not aware and conscious of everything in your head, you're not going to be able to see something right in front of you. So. Everything that's happened in the past, I mean, I'm so aware of everything now. Everything that's happened in the past, down from my parents divorced when I was 2 years old, you know, to, you know, me wrecking my car 5 years ago. Everything happens for a reason.
To get you to this point.
And if it didn't happen, we wouldn't be where we are right now. And if it's something's bad going on, don't worry. Just accept it. Move on. Because the good's coming.
Yeah.
It's got to balance itself out. Yeah. Life is a balance.
Yeah. We have no control, really. We have small control.
We have very little control, I think. I really, truly believe when you're born, that's when you're supposed to be born. When you pass, that's when you're supposed to pass. What happens between point A and point B is up to you.
Yeah.
You make your choices to get from point A to point B, but those are already set in stone. And so something goes wrong. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Happens, yeah.
It happens. Move on. Look for the future. Something good's going to happen. But if you think so negative about everything in the world, everything that's happening.
That's so 2016.
I know. Everything political. Everything political.
It was,
or things that happen with your friends. Or, you know, I mean, I've gone through drama with, you know, friends that have had things blown out of proportion. And, I mean, my father passed away 3 years ago. Yes, it's bad. I'm so sorry it happened. And I'm still sad. And I still cry over it. But it's bringing you to who you are right now, which is going
to
make you stronger later on. If it didn't happen, you're not going to be where you are right now.
Yeah, the words "move on" is very important.
Death happens. Everyone dies. It doesn't mean that you can't feel bad. You can't cry or be depressed over it. But you can't stop your life completely, because when you stop your life, you're not going to see everything that's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
You're going to close yourself off.
And it's only 1 week. And 2017.
I know. One
more
week. It's
a new beginning, and people believe in these new beginnings, and we need to believe that if this is the day and time to make us more happy, more aware, more forgiven.
We should be grateful that tomorrow's another day.
That we can, and then we can smell the beautiful candles.
Thank you.
Again, your company name?
CBT Candle, and it's at cbtcandle.com, and Facebook, it could be under Scott Travis and CBT Candle.
And if somebody who listens wants the own scent or own perfumes, Scott said it's not too expensive. We trust him.
It's affordable.
It's affordable. Then the process probably is very creative, and this could be like something so beautiful as a present to a person that you love or we love. Or we can have something that nobody ever will have except us. And a lot of people, especially in LA, they like to have only what they can.
Everybody brands themselves nowadays. Yeah. It's funny how everybody is their own brand.
Then for right now, it's 2000, oh my gosh, 17 comes up. I will not be here on the 2nd.
4 days.
Oh yes, I can't.
4 days.
Anyway, but I'm looking forward to, and we would love to wish people the most beautiful future.
Yes.
Because today is beautiful. Tomorrow
is
maybe
beautiful.
Maybe will be better, or, you know, whatever will bring.
Just don't put the negativity out in the universe.
No more.
Only positive energy out there in the universe, and only positive will come back.
And come back to us. Yeah. And thank you again for today. Scott.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So nice to meet you again for today. Bye-bye, and see you, and maybe not see you, listening to everybody's heartbeat in 2017, few days. Thank you so much. Axenon, Ilona Europa, with Scott. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.